The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Lucky Number One. I traveled to Paris with Chanel Beauty for an immersive experience in celebration of the brand's first ever collection encompassing makeup, skincare, and fragrance all in one. Ever wonder why the number five is a staple of Chanel Beauty? It is said that it was Gabrielle Bonheur's quote-unquote Coco Chanel's favorite number. So much so that during her fashion shows, she would peer down from the fifth step of the winding staircase. From that perch, she would take in the expressions of all who came to view her creations and give her collections their stamps of approval. Her fixation with the number five was also reflected at the inception of Chanel No. 5, the iconic fragrance that became one of the best-selling perfumes of all time. Now, it seems that another numeral may be poised to take the spotlight, the number one. During an enchanting visit to Paris with the brand, I got to witness the magic of the new collection, Number One de Chanel, the first ever line under the Chanel name that includes makeup, skincare, and fragrance. But what could possibly tie together these very different products, which include a powder to foam cleanser, lip and cheek balm, skin tint, face mist, fragrance, and more? It's the resilient red camellia, which has been proven to slow down skin deterioration, making it an anti-aging elixir. In 1995, my lab started to work with the camellia because we observe that this plant, which flowers during the winter, resists very tough conditions, notes Chanel Beauty Director of Innovation and Development Nicola during a showcase of the new collection. Behold, some of the products that would surely make Coco reconsider her favorite number. The next article is titled, New Year, New Reads. From compelling memoirs to a treatise on Black joy, these books set the tone for 2022. Home. In the wake of 2020's police killings, Tiffany Drayton returned to her native Tobago in search of a freedom she didn't feel in the United States. Black American refugee, escaping the narcissism of the American dream, follows her round-trip journey and the lessons she learned along the way. Flashback, edited by Genevieve West, You Don't Know Us Negroes and Other Essays, brings together more than 35 years of Zora Neale Hurston's work, including some never-before-published pieces, to paint an unparalleled picture of Black life from the Harlem Renaissance to the Civil Rights Movement. Bad Religion. Remember the syllabus that helped us process Beyoncé's Lemonade album? The brilliant creator, theologian Candace Marie Benbow, is back with Red Lip Theology for church girls who've considered tithing to the beauty supply store when Sunday morning isn't enough. Her vision for a progressive interpretation of Christianity centers our liberation. Renewal. Destiny O. Birdsong's Nobody's Magic explores the lives of three Black women with albinism in Shreveport, Louisiana. The women all forge relationships that push them to rethink the stories they tell themselves, to stand in their power, and to claim
futures they never thought possible. Revelations for Lorraine Hansberry, The Life Behind A Raisin in the Sun. Charles J. Shields draws in unpublished interviews with friends, private letters, and original research to examine the contradictions that drove the queer playwright behind one of the most celebrated stage plays. Trouble when newcomer Isobel joins their long-established friend group. Biracial best friends Beau, Ron K, and Simi are forced to face their own specific forms of trouble. Pick up Wahala for its gorgeous cover. Stay for Nikki May's sharply rendered characters and the twist at the end. Swipe right. Y.O. doesn't think it's funny when her aunties pressure her to find love, but it's impossible to read about her extraordinarily organized attempt to do just that without side-splitting laughter. You won't be able to put down British Nigerian author Lizzie Blackburn's debut novel, Yinka, Where Is Your Husband? Power in civil rights queen Constance Baker Motley and the Struggle for Equality. Tamiko Brown Nagin chronicles the life and career of the first Black woman to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Vice President Kamala Harris counts her as a personal hero. You will too. Haunted, The Great Mrs. Elias is a fictionalized account of real-life Black Philadelphian Hannah Elias. Set in the late 1800s, the book tells of Elias's shedding early traumas to reinvent herself in New York, only to have her past threaten her newly amassed fortune. Shine, the world may seek to dismantle you, but Black Joy, stories of resistance, resilience, and restoration by Tracy McCall Lewis Gigetts will piece you back together. What better way to start a new year than by reveling in the things that make us feel whole? The next article is titled, Strokes Can Lead to Seizures. A person who has a stroke and begins having seizures months or even years later may develop epilepsy. Nearly 10% of stroke survivors suffer from post-stroke seizures. 43% of the time, those seizures happen within 24 hours of the stroke. Stroke causes nearly 45% of new epilepsy cases for adults 60 and over. No warning signs for strokes. Face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, time to call 911. Learn seizure first aid. Number one, stay with the person until they are awake and alert after the seizure. Two, keep the person safe. Move or guide away from harm. Three, turn the person onto their side if they are not awake or aware. Keep airway clear. Loosen tight clothes around neck. Put something small and soft under the head. Call 911 if seizure lasts longer than 5 minutes. Person does not return to their usual state. Person is injured, pregnant, or sick. Repeated seizures. First time seizure. Difficulty breathing. Seizure occurs in water. The Epilepsy Foundation and American Stroke Association are working together to raise awareness about the relationship between epilepsy and stroke. Think about making lifestyle changes that can reduce your risk of having a stroke. The next article is titled, Afropunk Music Stars to Watch in 2022. As you cultivate your new year, new me playlist, add these artists to your streams. Unapologetically Black, with energies that are free, bright, and nonconformist. A new wave of entertainers is transforming the sonic landscape with music that bucks the formulas of an industry that routinely churns out and champions more of the same. Having performed in front of large crowds on the festival circuit, these five talents are poised to take over the mainstream with their significant sounds. Baby Tate, having established herself as an advocate of self-affirmation with her viral hit, quote-unquote, I Am, featuring Flo Milli, Atlanta's Baby Tate has been bubbling to the surface for some time now as a new exciting voice in female hip-hop. The 25-year-old Decatur, Georgia native who started out independently writing and producing pro-black, pro-femme, sex and body positive messages with a cheeky twist now collaborates with other artists to craft new content. Her unique slant on the genre has already attracted the attention of folks in Hollywood. She signed to Issa Rae's radio record label in 2020 and was subsequently featured on the soundtrack of HBO's Insecure. She was also hand-picked by Halle Berry and Cardi B for a slot on the album for Berry's 2021 Netflix film Bruised. With a style that's playful and bright and a voice that's youthful and sweet, but with a cautionary bite, Baby Tate creates safe spaces for fans to embrace their fierceness without judgment. Serpent with Feet. With a soft, clear, soothing voice and a trance-like meditative, soulful sound, Serpent with Feet provides the perfect auditory ambiance for moments of zoning and zenning out. The 33-year-old from Baltimore experiments with R&B, soul, world music, classical, and gospel, spreading messages of love, desire, positivity, and gratitude in his songs. His Pentecostal church and Maryland State Boy Choir bred gospel influences are apparent throughout his 2021 album, Deacon, featuring organs, rounds, and exaltations reminiscent of Sunday morning, mixed with more secular lyrics about the excitement of spending one-on-one time with a lover. Serpent with Feet's peaceful demeanor and dreamlike delivery of tales of adoration, praise, appreciation, stillness, and divinity, paired with an encyclopedic vocabulary and boundless emotional honesty, makes his music perfect for smooth, solo self-reflection or calm moments of genuine connection. Cimino, in a genre inundated with hardcore trap and heavy drill, Cimino has created a lane all his own. His unique brand of soulful rap and futuristic funk is influenced by both the heavy hitters of post-millennium hip-hop and his childhood church-rooted affinity for gospel music. Cimino's slick, smooth talking sound passes the driving test, is a must listen at any function, and sets a calm candles and wine vibe all at once. Hailing from St. Louis, the 30-year-old rap innovator incorporates melodic vocals into his raspy rhymes and sews them together seamlessly over heavy bass and laid-back beats. His versatility has caught the eye of major collaborators such as J. Cole, Doja Cat, S.I.R., No Name, and Chance the Rapper. It stands to reason that he asked his fans during his set at Afropunk in Atlanta if they'd rather cry or turn up, as he can effortlessly provide the perfect soundtrack for either mood. Tim's, with one omnipresent, quote-unquote, song of the summer through a certified platinum collaboration with WizKid already under her belt, Tim's is likely the most familiar name on this list. The 26-year-old Lagos native's distinct deep register has made her a standout on the Nigerian scene. She counts Rihanna and Adelaide as outspoken fans, has courted Drake for a collaboration on his Certified Lover Boy album, and even shined bright in the presence of the Prince of Mainstream Pop himself, Justin Bieber, on the remix of the hit single, quote-unquote, Essence. Still, it's in her solo projects that Tim's truly thrives. Her second EP, If Orange Was a Place, finds her applying her hypnotic tone to upbeat tracks, belying the stress and vulnerability of her lyrics. Whether she's expressing the feelings of an underappreciated lover or yearning to break away from toxicity, fans can find solace in her relatability. Fushi, though her voice is already TikTok famous due to serving unintentionally as the soundtrack to viral dance clips on the social media platform during the early days of the pandemic, Fushi is now gaining an audience of her own. The New Jersey native pre-recorded sample splice pack was featured on Brooklyn rapper Sleepy Hollow's Earworm Deep End Freestyle, prompting her to reveal herself as the voice behind the viral track and to release her own acoustic version of the song, Deep End. After performing in various bands and gigs in New York for a few years, the singer, songwriter, guitarist was able to flip her 15 seconds of swipeable fame into a record deal and a successful debut project, Time Machine. Fushi's alt R&B sound is both haunting and inviting, with her soft voice and gentle high pitches easily lulling you into stories of bossed-up bravado and tormented love affairs. The next article is titled, A Moment with Valencia Butterfield Jones. The co-president of the Recording Academy Center's Sisterhood as she works to change the music industry. During Valencia Butterfield Jones's first month as the Recording Academy's Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, George Floyd was murdered. In the weeks that followed, music executives Jamila Thomas and Brianna organized Blackout Tuesday, creating a list of demands for the music industry in regards to, quote-unquote, growth opportunities for Black people. When Jones saw the social media campaign tagged hashtag the show must be paused, she called Thomas and said, sis, we have your back. Whatever you need, I got you. Now, as the co-president of the Recording Academy, Jones continues to use her position to uplift others. Here, she talks about the power of sisterhood in male-dominated spaces and the importance of using data to spearhead inclusion. Essence asks the question, the Recording Academy launched the Black Music Collective, BMC, in September of 2020. What steps have been taken since then to ensure that Black voices in music are being amplified? Valencia Butterfield Jones replied, the Black Music Collective is the vision of board member Rigo Riggs Morales. He said, I want to drive accountability by bringing together the best and brightest minds in Black music to be our thought partners and work with us to drive change. When we developed it, we had to be intentional. Deborah Lee and Sylvia Rohn or in the advisory group because we knew we had to center Black women as part of the strategy. Not only are we in positions where we can drive change, but we also feel a great responsibility to make sure we are advancing and ensuring equitable outcomes for everyone. We have already seen progress around the goals of accountability and partnership in the voting membership at the Recording Academy. We set Black representation goals, and we are getting closer to achieving them in every area of the work that we are doing. Essence asks the question, what other data-driven initiatives are you leading as co-president? Jones replied, for us, it's really about being intersectional. We just released the first inclusion writer for a music awards show. Similar to film and television, the Recording Academy and Color of Change unveiled this writer to ensure equitable outcomes for underrepresented communities. The intersectional component of it will be focused not only on women, but Black women, Asian women, Latinx women, and Indigenous women. We will also be looking at veterans and creators with disabilities, as well as age and gender disparities. Essence asks the question, how does it feel being the head of this organization in the midst of musical, social, political, and economic change? Jones replied, sometimes we forget that leadership can be lonely. When you pick up the phone to motivate, support, or have the back of another Black woman, you'd be surprised how many of us need it. There have been many hard moments for me working in such a male-dominated industry. Those little moments of sisterhood, a five-minute call, a short text, a coffee break, or a Zoom with our girls end up being the fuel that gets us through the rest of the year. I'm inspired by what we have in music we're able to do together over the last year. We are helping to change the trajectory of how we as a community are valued and prioritized in this industry. But I am more inspired by the power of sisterhood in this movement. There's such a model in front of us now of how to lift as we climb. The next article is about the editors of Essence Picks. Go to the Sundance Film Festival. The annual event for independent filmmakers resumes in person in Park City, Utah, and online from January 20th to the 30th. Black No More. Black Thought lead lyricist for The Roots composed this musical inspired by George S. novel of the same name. It runs January 11th to February 27th at Pershing Square Signature Center in New York City. Thread for a web begun. February 27th is your last day to see Malawi-born, South Africa-based artist Billy Zengawa's first solo U.S. gallery show at the Museum of the African Diaspora in San Francisco. Next article is titled Blacklisted. Senior entertainment editor Brandy Victorian rounds up the newest cultural offerings you should explore. Watch Janet. Janet Jackson celebrates the 40th anniversary of her first album with an unfiltered look at her life. The two-night documentary airs on Lifetime and A&E. Bel Air. The dramatic re-imaging of 90s sitcom The Fresh Prince debuts on Peacock with Jabari Bank as the title character. Super Bowl halftime show. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar performed together for the first time during the Super Bowl at the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Recommended listenings. Relationship. No topic is off the table in this podcast from host Cammie Crawford, which explores relationships with friends, family, co-workers, and romantic partners. R&B Money. 9-time Grammy nominee Tank releases his 10th album named after his independent music label. The next article is titled Out and About, Seen on the Scene. Essence Girls United Summit, presented by CBS original The Equalizer, returned this fall in Atlanta with a brand new format that allowed in-person and online attendance. The exciting experience and premium content tackled some of the issues that keep you up at night and dominate your social media feed, like career, relationships, mental health, social activism, gender identity, and more. Event recaps as follows. Girls United Summit guests pose for the camera between panel conversations. Number 2, panel discussions included GU Sister Circle, What I Wished I Knew About Money in My 20s. Number 3, segment speakers take time to engage with GU and Essence social media fans. Number 4, Essence Girls United founder Rochelle Dennis drops some gems for the audience. Number 5, personalized tarot and aura readings gave guests an opportunity to pause and tune inward. Number 6, attendees made the custom jewelry pieces at the jewelry bar. Number 7, spoken word performance by Ernestine Johnson. Number 8, guests take in the amazingly creative set design. Number 9, Jasmine Corley and Crystal Daniels sharing tips on fashion trends with host Jazz Anderson. The next article is titled The Road Less Traveled. 3 entrepreneurs share their journey in business and the lessons they learned along the way. One woman is on a mission to bridge the accessibility gaps for patients who need medical care. Another offers guidance to families looking to build financial wealth. A third wants to help mothers seeking child support. What do these entrepreneurs have in common? First-hand knowledge of how to grow a business. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.